Penguin Audio presents Skeleton Coast by Clive Cussler with Jack DeBrule. Read by Scott Brick.
Chapter 1. Kalahari Desert, 1896. He never should have ordered them to leave the guns behind. The decision would cost them all their lives. But had there really been a choice? When the last remaining pack horse went lame, they'd had to redistribute its load, and that meant leaving equipment behind. There was no debating the necessity of bringing the water flasks the animal had carried, or the satchels bursting with uncut stones. They'd had to abandon the tents, bedrolls, 30 pounds of food, and the Martini Henry rifles each of the 5 men had carried, as well as all the ammunition. But even with these weight savings, the surviving horses were severely overburdened, and with the sun beginning to rise once more to pound the desert, no one expected their mounts would last the day. H.A. Ryder knew better than to agree to lead the others across the Kalahari. He was an old Africa hand, having abandoned a failing farm in Sussex in the heady days of the Kimberley Rush, hoping to make himself a millionaire in the diamond fields. By the time he'd arrived in 1868, the whole of Colesberg Kopje, the hillock where the first diamonds had been discovered, was staked, and the fields around it too, for several miles. So Ryder turned to providing meat for the army of workers. With a pair of wagons and hundreds of sacks of salt to cure the game, he and a couple of native guides ranged over thousands.